Follow English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. I'm Marcos Gazzana, and this is the Follow English Podcast. Today is February the 3rd, 2014, Monday. Again, a scorching hot day here in the south of Brazil. I guess we're going through one of the worst heat waves of, well, in the last 100 years or so. In fact, I would like to introduce this word, which is all over the news right now, heat dome. The word heat dome. Heat dome means that there is a mass of hot air over the state of Rio Grande do Sul, here in the south of Brazil, and this mass of hot air is trapped. So this is a phenomenon which is called heat dome. So there's a terrible heat dome over Porto Alegre right now. I was watching the forecast yesterday, and they were saying we're going to have temperatures above 40 degrees Celsius the whole week. Wow. Now, about the future forms, we have basically three ways of referring to the future in English. The first one is to use will plus infinitive. The second one is to use going to plus infinitive. And the third way to refer to the future in English is to use present continuous. So the main problem here is actually to know when to use each of the three forms. This is exactly what I want to discuss here today. But let's see some examples first. Let's think about an example with will. Let's imagine you're talking to a friend and then suddenly you say, "I will call you when I get there." Let's imagine you're going somewhere and then you say, "I will call you when I get there." Or you can also say, "I'll call you when I get there." This is basically a spontaneous decision. Or maybe it can sound like a promise to some of you. So will is basically used when we make spontaneous decisions, or when we offer to do something, or else when we make a promise. Will can also be used when we make predictions about the future. And these are more neutral predictions, as opposed to predictions based on evidence. For predictions based on evidence, we should use the going to future, which is going to plus infinitive. It's going to rain. If the sky is dark, there are lots of clouds, you can even smell the rain. Obviously, we should use going to indicate certainty, to indicate a higher level of certainty. So, it's going to rain in a few minutes. It's going to rain in a few minutes. Look at the sky. It's going to rain in a few minutes. So, as you can see, the more certain you are, then you should use going to. Yes. If you make spontaneous decisions, use will. So going to is also used when we have plans or intentions. If somebody asks you about your summer vacations and you already have plans, you could say, I'm going to travel to Japan next week. I'm going to be spending 3 weeks in Japan, or I'm going to spend 3 weeks in Japan. The third form that we can use to refer to the future in English is the present continuous. And then you might be thinking, oh, so the present continuous, shouldn't it be used when we are referring to the moment? Yes, but when we want to refer to arrangements in the near future, we can also use present continuous as long as we have a time expression either present in our sentence or in the context. For example, you could say, I'm seeing the doctor tomorrow. Or you could say, I'm visiting a friend after this class. Normally, the present continuous gives an idea of total certainty. There is no coming back. You won't change your plans. It's more than a plan. It's an arrangement. So when you use present continuous for future, it means you're not going to change your mind. So if you say, if a friend of yours, let's say, invites you, oh, let's go out for a pizza tonight. And then you say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm seeing a friend tonight. That means you won't change your mind. More than that, it means you have an arrangement. So again, to sum up, there are three different ways of referring to the future in English. One of them is using will plus infinitive. The other one is going to plus infinitive. And the third one is using present continuous. We should use will for spontaneous decisions, more neutral predictions, promises, and offers. And we should use going to when we have predictions based on evidence or plans or intentions. And present continuous can be used to refer to the future whenever we are talking about arrangements in the near future and as long as we're using some time expression in our sentence. I hope you enjoyed, and I hope this explanation clarifies some of your doubts about the use of future forms. And in the near future, I might come back to this topic to talk about another interesting way of referring to the future, which is by using modal verbs like might, for example. This is a bit different from the forms that I have just talked about because it implies that there is a certain level of uncertainty. I'll speak more about that in a future episode. To finish, I would like to say that you can contact me by going to the podcast's webpage, which is at pod.followenglish.com.br. There is a contact form over there which you can use to contact me, or else you can send an email to info@followenglish.com.br. You can subscribe to this podcast by visiting our webpage, again, at blog.followenglish.com.br/podcast. In the near future, I intend to make it available on iTunes. I'll let you know when that happens. And finally, please share this podcast with your students and with your friends who are also studying English. And thanks for listening. Bye!